originally designed for duplexes, and he's putting in single-family homes, so it's reduced density. So it looks like the developer is thought through.
Just for my own edification, Scott, can you go back one map?
One map.
Just go back one click, whatever you have for.
This one?
I want to see the satellite.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Okay. A lot of the folks who were here are concerned that when you come in past the school there, and then you come out to that T, and the roadway and whatnot. Why wouldn't, and maybe it's just me and I don't know the road area, but why wouldn't a person come past the school and make that first right and go on down there? I don't.
I'd think that would be the way that they would get to that.
I'm just wondering, because and not to be argumentative, but the folks in here are concerned with that area over there, and I don't see these people going that way. Well, yeah, and I didn't know. Maybe somebody said, oh, well, you know, that's a real steep, and they won't go that way. Okay. I was just curious about that.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I know.
Is that road fine?
Yeah, absolutely nothing wrong with it. You can drive right down there.
I don't see how that would interfere with the folks down there, because these guys aren't going to be driving by their house. Use the same road, we all use road. I'll make a motion to approve.
Oh, got a motion to approve?
A second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Just subject to the things we've talked about. Like the bond on the... That's all. The bond is in. That's a gift. Yes.
Well, either that or...
Either has to build it or have to.
Yeah, either has to build it all.
That's what I mean. I mean, subject to that, either you're going to finish it, that's or there'll be a bond.
That's in the subdivision regulations.
Yes, do that, yes.
Okay, so motion and second. We've had a lot of discussion. Any further? All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I think that was everyone. Scott?
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Have a good evening.
Do we have something we can write? Okay, that concludes the public hearing and final vote section, and now we're on to old and new business. You coming out?
Can't get out now. We got you.
Look at it right there.
Can we get through these exhibits and then pass them down so everybody can look at some exhibits? And we'll get to it in just a little bit.
Presley, you ready?
Ready.
So tonight, the Planning Commission is prepared to take their final action on years of work by the County Commission, Planning Commission, County Commission Legal Counsel, Planning Staff, GIS Staff, input from the public from the 8 Township public hearings, as a document outlining the recommendations from the Planning Commission to the County Commission for approval as titled. A resolution of the Taney County Planning Commission setting forth a report and proposed order relating to zoning regulations, zoning districts in Taney County, Missouri. So as you all know, our current Taney County Development Guidance Code was a performance-based zoning code where the proposed amendment is based on traditional or Euclidean zoning. The amendment included zoning regulations that will regulate the use of 15 separate zoning districts with the 287 individual zoning maps, which, by the way, are over there in the corner hanging up. These zoning districts are as followed: A1 for agricultural, RR1 for rural residential, R1 single family residential, R2 one and two family residential, R3 multifamily residential, NR1 single family residential nightly rental, NR3 is multifamily residential nightly rental, MH1 manufactured home or mobile home park or subdivision, RV1 recreational vehicle park, O office district, C1 is neighborhood commercial, C2 is general commercial, M1 is light manufacturing or industrial, M2 is general manufacturing or industrial, and then the planned unit development labeled as a PUD. So there are a number of zoning changes and requests and corrections brought forth in the township meetings and zoning regulation changes that staff has recommended on as follows. So in the verbiage of the actual zoning regulations, we had these four changes that we recommended. Preston, I'll let you move forward to the next one. So in our zoning districts under the nightly rental section of 024, we have changed the C2 district as a permitted by right instead of a conditional use. The single family residential R1 and one and two family residential R2, the half acre restriction was taken away. So that falls into the conditional use such as A1, RR1, R3, RV1, and C1. And then under that same 024, we had I, which we had applicable building codes, and the suggestion was to go to applicable adopted fire codes in those two green highlighted locations. And then under the Board of Adjustment, which I believe was 049.000, we changed all the verbiage in Section E, which was tabled meetings, and inserted all this new verbiage, which I think you all have looked at. And it's talking about the ability to table meetings and not, we couldn't even understand how the other one was written. We got the gist of what they meant, but our legal counsel helping us through this had rewritten that. So during the eight township meetings, we had 36 zoning request changes plus 8 staff corrections. The 24 involved NR1 or NR3, 7 involved R3 or R1, 5 involved C2, and then we had the 8 staff requests. So the following maps are the zoning changes to parcels that the staff recommends changing per the information gathered in the April 5th, 2021 Planning Commission work session. These are actually the new maps, so it will show the changes. So the starred areas were the two locations that the person brought forward to the meeting. And staff's recommending an R1 from A1 on those two starred parcels. This is a NR3, recommending NR3 and NR1 from A1 and R1. This one has a number of them all on the same request. So we're recommending going to the R3, which is the yellow striped. The NR3, which is the purple. And then NR1, which is the red. And those were R1 or R2. So recommending going to NR1 from R1 and NR3. The little star to the right, the little triangle to the right of the big red parcel was NR3. It needed to be NR1. And on the right slide, it was R1, changed to NR1. And then that little with the arrow was actually office that they wanted changed to R1, so making that recommendation. This is a recommendation to go from NR3 from A1. Recommending going to NR1 from R1 on all those lots that are red. Recommendation of going to C1 from R1. This is a recommendation of going to C2 from A1. Recommending going C2 from A1. Recommending going to A1 from C2. And this has a number of different recommendations. The slide on the left was C2, but we're recommending going to R3 per the request. The slide on the right, the left star and the right star were NR. The left star was NR3, requesting R3. The right star was C2, requesting R3. And the star in the middle on the right slide was C2, and they're requesting going to R1. So those changes have been made on that map, which are currently hanging over in Exhibit B. So then the following maps are zoning changes to parcels that staff does not recommend to change per the information gathered in the April 5th, 2021 Planning Commission work sessions. So this was a request to change to NR1 from R1, so we did not recommend that change. And this has two. The left star was C2. Or it's R1, they were requesting a C2, which we recommend not that change. And then the right star is R1 with the request to go NR1, and staff recommends not to change that. And then we had an A1, and I meant to change that the last time, but that parcel is A1. The request was to go to NR3, and staff's recommending not to make that change. So I'm going to have our chairman actually read that resolution, but I'm going to get the exhibits. I'm going to start them here with Randy Vogel. This is the list of all the exhibits that are within the resolution, along with the zoning maps. These are the ones that have the corrections that were brought forward. 287 zoning maps. Those are actually the ones that we'll be working off of. And these will be the same items presented to the County Commission April the 21st in their meeting. So I'm going to have Randy pass those exhibits around so you all look at them and understand what we have as our chairman reads the resolution.
So when RSMO comes up, how do I read that? What does that stand for, Travis?
Section. Just, number and then revised statutes of Missouri. You can call it RSMO if you want to.
RSMO? Okay. Just to make sure I'm accurate here. A resolution of the Taney County Planning Commission setting forth a report and proposed order relating to the zoning regulations and zoning districts in Taney County, Missouri. Whereas Taney County has adopted county planning and zoning pursuant to the provisions set forth in 64.905 RSMO, and on November 13, 1984, Taney County Commission adopted the Taney County Development Guidance Code, including zoning district map, which has been amended and revised from time to time since adoption. Whereas pursuant to 64 5.875 RESMO, the regulations imposed in the districts created under the authority of 64.845.